Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, we're getting an election preview with John Lamping, who's going to join me in the studio tomorrow night as I'll take a bit of a break from 6 to 7, and then we'll pick up election coverage. We have key races and constitutional amendments, and John's going to give a preview after 5 o'clock. We have Josh Hammer with us this afternoon, Newsweek senior editor at large. You hear his show Saturdays 1 p.m. on 97.1 FM Talk. It's called The Josh Hammer Show. Josh, welcome back. How are you this afternoon?
Mark, I'm doing just fine, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm good. I want to talk about our friend, our mutual friend, Dr. Fauci. And you've written about this.
Yes.
I mean, it's just, it's amazing to me. I've said this to a couple of people. I don't understand why this is such a partisan issue, but there are people on the left that just think he is the biggest hero. He saved all these lives. Then there's those of us who know the reality and the truth of all the celebrity that he was enamored with, the narcissism. And the guidance that sent this country back, I think, quite a bit, including kids. And I don't understand why people on the left, I mean, you can say what you will. And I've always said this, Josh, too. I allow for those first 2 months of the pandemic were very confusing time, right? We didn't know exactly what we were dealing with. The president really didn't know. And I don't even think Fauci and Birx and those guys knew. But then as, you know, the picture became more clear and what the diaries and other information shown us is that he's just a liar. And, you know, the way that we were guided through that pandemic, not listening to other voices, is just horrific and one of the worst parts of American history.
Yeah, I think that's right on all counts. So, look, like many Americans, I had no idea what the heck was going on in those opening 2 to 3 weeks, give or take. And some of those very, very, very early on press conferences where Fauci's alongside Trump, I remember thinking this guy's an American hero. But, I mean, by let's call it mid-April, that's kind of what I typically put the timeline at, mid-April 2020. I mean, really, by like May at the absolute latest,
sure.
June, whatever. I mean, you should have realized what was going on here. You should have realized that this was just an unmitigated power grab and that there were all sorts of people that were taking advantage of this to impose their all sorts of ideological agendas. I mean, for instance, after the death of George Floyd, you had that group of doctors that said that there was a Black Lives Matter public health dispensation. If you were out there protesting and for racial equity,
yes,
and because America is systemic racist, then, oh, in that case, you could just flout masking, flout social distancing. And really, anyone with even a morsel of intellectual integrity should look at this and be like, really? Like, really? Like, this is actually the quote-unquote science? So, yeah, I mean, the jig is up with Fauci, and this diary that Rand Paul divulged was really quite damning, the parts of it that I was able to review. And I think even more damning, Mark, is the fact that he pled the Fifth Amendment 111 times
right
last week, after getting a plenary sweeping pardon And what I think might have been Joe Biden's literal final act as president, it was with like 10 minutes left to go in his term before the bell rang on noon Eastern time, January 20, 2025. And Fauci essentially marched, just to clarify this for the non-lawyers, Fauci could have gone up there on the stand last week and he could have said, you know what, Senator, you're right. I shredded confidential documents. You know what? You're right. I purged myself. He could have even said, you know what? You're right. I committed treason against the United States. And you know what? They couldn't do anything because he had a pardon. He could have played MC Hammer, don't touch this, Frank, because he can't touch this. So the fact that he pled the fifth despite all that, what does that mean? That means his lawyers were so deathly afraid that he just couldn't tell the truth if his life depended on it, that he would just perjure himself over and over and over again. So even holding aside the debate over vaccines and masking and distancing and all that, school closures, all of which he was on the wrong side of history on, as our friends on the left like to say, holding all of that aside, this is not a trustworthy individual, someone who literally had to plead the fifth a record-breaking amount of times just because his lawyers didn't trust him to tell the truth on the day when he had the sweeping pardon. I think that says all you need to know about Anthony Fauci.
Yeah, but so what is it about those people on the left that don't seem to have any curiosity at all about the damage inflicted to this country? Now, let me use January 6th as an example. I was no fan of January 6th, okay? I thought it was horrific, but the damage that that day has done to democracy or whatever they wanted to say, compared to the damage inflicted by this pandemic that was completely mishandled, well, it's not even close. I mean, that January 6th was a horrible day in American history. COVID was 2 years of massive failures and things that set people back, cost people their businesses, their livelihoods. We had to, show our stupid vaccine cards and all this. So I don't know where else we can take this outside of trying to pin him down on some answers. But again, it's a conversation that the country should have. I feel personally, David Zweig's done a great job on this. His book, An Abundance of Caution, I had him on the air last week. But these should be discussions for people on the right, left, and in the middle to have, so we don't ever, Josh, make these mistakes again.
1,000%. And that is actually my biggest fear, right? That is my biggest fear here is the lack of justice, the lack of accountability means that it will just happen again. And when I look at these Democrats up there on the Senate dais, who are just talking about this guy as if he's a saintly individual, I mean, how can you not conclude that none of the relevant lessons have actually been learned? I think it's basically unavoidable, that conclusion, that none of the relevant lessons have been learned. So what does that mean in practice? Well, what that means in practice is that the next time that there is a national pandemic, or as a case may be something that might be sold conveniently as a pandemic, but actually isn't if you look at the virulence and the mortality rate, et cetera. What that means is that we're probably going to experience a very similar mass campaign of hysteria and social pressure to conform and to fall in line and all that COVID 2020 entails. So this is really my biggest fear. I these pandemics happen every so often. Now, to be clear, this is the biggest American response since the Spanish flu about a century before. The Spanish flu, by the way, which was orders of magnitude more lethal than COVID was. But the odds are decent that there are people listening to this program right now who will experience at some point in their lifetime another pandemic. And unfortunately, I don't think we've learned any of the right lessons as to what happened.
I think you're right about that, and that's what's said. Let's talk about lessons. Let's go over to Spain, or just outside of Morocco, in that little area that's been overtaken by these migrants. I mean, it's hard to believe. Those are images we kind of saw that weren't really publicized as much by the legacy media on the Mexican border. But is this another warning call to this country? What's happening in Spain right now?
Oh, 1,000%. Look, there's been a lot of images and videos that have been pretty shocking from what happened in Ceuta, I believe is how you pronounce the exclave that's in the African continent from Spain. Mm-hmm. But I think the single most shocking video that I saw this maybe on Friday, I think it was Spanish immigration authorities literally holding.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes.
Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The gates open, but like not proverbially, like physically holding the gates open while, I mean, the number we now know is something like 60, 70,000 of Moroccans just flood in the door. And I think you'd have to be crazy to look at what the current crop of DSA Democrats are saying and not conclude that is exactly what they would do in 2028 if they actually are able to attain full power in both the executive branch and in the Congress. I mean, they're literally talking about abolishing ICE, abolishing Border Patrol, this, that. That's what they want. They don't believe in borders. They actually believe in the whole John Lennon imagine, you know, pass the peace pipe, all cultures are the same, all people are the same, et cetera. That's actually what they believe. It's really not an exaggeration. So, yeah, I think it's absolutely a wake-up call to the United States and to the American voter. It also, putting on a more parochial European lens, it really should be a wake-up call also for the elites of the European Union, the folks who kind of had this whole openness European Union Schengen area model, because you've had Giorgia Meloni in Italy and various other countries, Finland, Austria, maybe even some others by now, who basically said, we're going to cancel our Schengen agreement reciprocity with Spain. What that means is that you're not going to allow people in Spain to travel to your country without a passport. So the entire European Union openness experiment is taking a huge hit from this. It's kind of just another point in the ledger of nationalism and against globalism, transnationalism, whatever you want to call it as well.
Josh Hammer with us this afternoon. One more topic here. We're going to vote on this tomorrow. I'm going to preview this a little bit after 5 o'clock. I mentioned this, and I know that you tweeted about this the other day. You live in Florida. I think a big reason is because of COVID, by the way. But tomorrow we're going to vote on Amendment 5, which would phase out our income tax. Truth be told, the income tax has been phased down just a little bit. Josh, you would think that this would be something like that someone like you would hear about in Florida or other people, and you say, wow, that's a no-brainer. Missourians, you know, let's fall in line with Florida, Texas, Tennessee, Nevada. But this thing, unfortunately, has been kind of mangled, and it's going to go down to defeat very badly tomorrow, unfortunately. I wish I would tell you something different, but the legislature kind of put the cart before the horse on what would, you know, be taxed in the aftermath of this with sales tax, and they let the opponents create a lot of arguments and fear tactics that are unfortunately working. So with I'm with you on your tweet that says Missouri should join the no income tax club. I just don't think it's going to happen tomorrow.
Listen, I'm in no position to challenge you. You're there. I'm not. So that's disappointing to hear.
Yeah.
That's certainly frustrating to hear. I guess the silver lining in my follow-up question to you would be, hopefully your sales tax and other taxes are at least not crazy to make up for that. Because here in Florida, our property taxes can be, let's say, not ideal. Same
right.
Thing in Texas where you live. There's always a trade-off there. But I guess I will say this. If there are any undecided voters, not paying state income tax is really, really freaking nice. And I would wish that, frankly, for everyone in the country.
And I don't think people are doing the math is what's happening here. You know, if you look at what's being pulled out of your check and then you kind of do the math. Think about if you had to write that check like you do with property taxes at the end of the year. But again, the fear tactics have really worked here. There's other paths to maybe get to zero income tax, which I think our governor, Mike Kehoe, is going to have to explore. But we'll wait until the votes are counted tomorrow. Josh, I appreciate it. Hope all is well down in Florida. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. Maintain X was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With Maintain X, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on Maintain X because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try Maintain X free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.